Welcome to the English Florist Podcast. Today, a walk-in conversation with branding photographer Annalie Marinovich. Join Lindsay Kitchen with Annalie in Bourne Woods, just south of Leafy Farnham in the English county of Surrey, to hear about personal branding and why it's important not just for your business, but for you personally. Let's start on the drive out to Bourne Woods.
Today is Wednesday, and we are just heading towards the August bank holiday weekend, the last weekend of August, and I have just delivered some funeral flowers. I've been making them this morning in the studio, and they are absolutely, utterly beautiful. I sincerely hope that my family, who I have created them for, their loved one, appreciates them. I have to say, real favourites, August flowers, real strong sense of autumn in them today. When I was out walking Maple this morning, I picked some lovely sort of semi-dried, changing colour brackens. So I went from green all the way through to golds and whites and crispy brown, and incorporated them into my flowers as well. I'm sitting in the van and I'm just heading off to go for another walk now without Maple, because I'm actually recording my podcast with Annalie Marinovich at Bourne Wood in Surrey. So Annalie looked at the map and drew a line, and an hour between us is Bourne Wood in Surrey. So I should be driving off now to have a conversation with her about branding. I met Annalie probably about sort of, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. She's a wedding photographer. These days she's much more of a destination wedding photographer. It always looks incredibly glamorous, although she does insist it's really hard work. But her other job is she does branding shoots for small businesses like myself. And I got in touch with her earlier this year, back in sort of, I think it was April time, and booked a shoot with her. Long overdue. Long story, which I'm sure will come out in our conversation, but I'm not great in front of the camera. I have a lot of sort of poor self-image and lots of body dysmorphia, which, you know what, I've learned to live with. I know it's ridiculous, I know it's irrational, but it is what it is. And so I've really put off investing in photographs of myself in my business. I've always been really happy to hide behind my flowers. I've always sort of argued the point that, you know, customers are buying my flowers, not me. And yeah, that's absolutely true. You can't be a rubbish florist and make a business. But equally, people buy from people, especially a small business. They like to engage with the person, and to have a decent photograph of yourself when you're advertising your services, people relate to that hugely. And I've played that down a lot, because I've not wanted to step up, because for the most part, most photographs of me, I don't like. It doesn't matter how well I've made up in my face and I've got my great, you know, fancy clothes on, I still don't like them. And I watched Annalie a couple of times on social media and I just thought, this is the woman for me. I think she can make me change my mind. And I was so amazed and so enjoyed our shoot. I just thought she's the perfect person to have on the English Florist podcast and come and talk about everything that we kind of covered and all the reasons why I did it and why we all should, you know, take ourselves a bit more seriously. And actually, we are worth it. We really are worth it. So I'm off there now. You can hear the road is raging alongside me at the moment. And yeah, let's see what she has to say. So I am in Bourne Wood with Annalie Marinovich. How do you say your surname?
That's perfect. Marinovich.
Annalie Marinovich. And I met Annalie probably about 10 years ago at Wasing Park.
Wow.
And we haven't seen each other since very much, have we?
We haven't. We've both been really busy, exactly, and keeping in touch on social media. But
precisely. And then I saw that you were doing personal branding, and I knew I needed to do some.
Yeah.
And so basically got in touch. But before I start talking about that, I just want you to tell everybody, all the listeners, about you, Annalie.
Wow, okay. Well, firstly, thanks for having me. This is really lovely.
Welcome.
And my name is Annalie. I am a personal branding photographer. I've been doing personal branding for about I'd say sort of 8 years now, and I work with clients from various different walks of life, different ages, different backgrounds, and my biggest sort of love and passion is seeing the boost of confidence a branding shoot can give you. It's incredible.
Yeah, I second that. And so I got in touch with you because I saw, and you've just done it, because obviously the people can't see, but you have just got your phone out and you've put a little thing for your story, I guess.
Yeah.
Just saying that you're walking in Bourne Woods with me. And I think social media, that's the beauty of social media. I mean, we can knock it down and say, God, yeah, it does this, it's not doing that, and or whatever at the moment. But actually, it was you capturing another branding shoot.
Yeah.
And do you know what it was? There was one thing specifically that did it for me. It was the fact that you were so intent on getting the best version of that picture of that woman. And right, I can't even remember where or what. But you kind of, and you did it with me a lot, you know, like yeah, my little wobbly tummy. You said, Lynn, scrunch up your thing. And I thought, yeah, you're looking at the picture and you're wanting to get the, because I know that if I, you'd show me a picture and I was a bit, oh, I could just see my fat tummy there.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have not liked that picture, even though it might have been a great one of me.
Of course.
And it was the attention to that.
Yeah.
And I think that, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's a woman thing.
It is definitely a woman thing, and it is, I am a stickler for detail.
Yeah.
And I think that is a very valuable part of my journey as a photographer, because I pay attention to the little things that I would pay attention to if someone was photographing me.
Yes.
And I also know how exactly that, how critical we are of ourselves as women.
Yeah.
And how quickly we fixate on something.
Yeah.
That very often other people don't even notice.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think I...
And no one else would have looked at that,
well,
except
exactly,
me.
Exactly. Because we all have our own hang-ups, and there are parts of our bodies that each of us hate or don't like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my main drive with the branding shoots is giving my clients as much direction and posing and guidance,
yeah,
as possible, and not rushing the shoot, because that's the other key thing. When you rush to take photos of someone, you miss those little things.
Yes.
So I think you and I spent a fair few hours together, and honestly, I love those photos because it feels really relaxed.
And I trusted you. I think, yeah, for me, I put all of my trust in you. So I thought, she's the woman. And I was still really, really nervous, thinking, do, yeah, I want to do this? And I've never done that. So I've been a florist for 22 years. Yeah. And I have a handful of photographs that other photographers have taken of me.
Right.
One photographer in particular, he always takes a great picture of me. And I was delivering a wedding once. And I said, do you know what? I never like a photograph of myself. And I asked him if he would take one or two of me for when I'd started the podcast.
Right,
and
right,
for a previous website. I think it was the female angle, mm-hmm, that you mm-hmm, bring to the job,
yeah, yeah,
that really kind of sealed it for me. And I love your photographs. I mean, that's the other thing. I just could see that you were having a really good time. So the fact that you've got your camera in your hand and you get your tripod and you set it all up and there are pictures of you and I doing up my branding sheet.
Right, right.
I think that's a really fantastic way of advertising what you do, because I'm sold on that.
Exactly. And, yeah, and this is interesting because I share on social media, I share a lot of behind the scenes clips,
yeah,
because I want my clients to know what to expect.
Yeah.
And when you see me shooting with a client, talking to them, you can see me directing them, you can see us laughing together.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes you go, oh, I want that experience.
Exactly.
So
I did.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad to hear that, because, you know, I think also with your shoot, we incorporated a few different backgrounds and we got the story right.
Yeah.
We incorporated all the things that you love.
Absolutely.
And it makes you Lynn.
Yeah. And for me particularly, because I'm a woman of a certain age, I kind of sometimes, not every day, there's like two halves of Lynn's. There's the common sense Lynn's that thinks, get your shit together. You're a great florist. You're earning a decent living doing a job that you're,
yeah,
good at.
Yeah.
And then there's the other bit of Lynn's that says, you're a 55-year-old menopausal woman and you're getting fat and you're getting wrinkly and you're not as beautiful and photogenic as all the other gorgeous florists out there. And there's that bit that kind of really, yeah, eats into your sense
it
of
does,
confidence.
It does.
And
yeah,
I resent that.
Yeah.
Hugely.
That negative self-talk.
Yeah.
I deal with that a lot with my clients. And again, yeah, most of my clients are women. having said that, I have had a couple of male clients who also struggle with self-confidence, to be honest. So it's not an area that's completely unique to us, but I do think we definitely own that area. So I think the way that you approach the branding shoot, and I think firstly stepping out in confidence as you did after such a long time and actually going, right, I'm going to treat myself, get my hair and makeup done.
Well, that's
have a
because
shoot.
You suggested all of those things, and I thought, I really, if I'm going to do this, and it's sort of the same, it was a business decision.
That's it.
I put it through my business.
Yes.
So if, you know, when I say to my clients, well, it's going to cost this much money to do the best job. And I thought,
that's it.
I should apply the same philosophy to
that's
me
it.
Because
yeah.
this is part of my putting myself out there.
It's exactly that. Yeah. And I think it's understanding that if you want to build a personal brand, you have to have professional photos of yourself to use on your social media, your marketing, your website, etc. Clients that might want to book you, if you're a brand and you're trying to be quite aspirational, you're trying to look after a certain sector of the market where you might want someone to kind of invest more in your services, you can't expect them to do that if you're using a horrible iPhone photo. And I mean, listen, phones are great nowadays, but it still does not match a professional photo that's been shot by someone who can direct and pose you, edit it professionally, and is a good resolution for all those areas.
Now we're just got a crossroads.
Fork in the road. Left?
Left. I think left too,
Right.
So, but the other thing is you said to me, you advised me, because I said to you, look, I'm feeling really wobbly about who I am and what I'm doing at the moment. And that's not just a floristry thing. It's a female thing at my age. But you said, you know, get yourself hair and makeup.
Yes.
If you're going to do this with me, I'm going to send you the Pinterest boards, which I did sit there one evening and look at them all. And actually, I bought a dress that
I'm so glad
based on the
prints.
Yes.
A leopard print. Can't go wrong with that.
Bit of fun, you know. Got to do it. Never knowingly taking myself at all seriously. But I do think that was a really important part of the whole thing that I invested in myself.
Yes, exactly. And that whole journey of, you know, and I enjoy the process of helping my clients choose outfits, put them together, getting the hair and makeup booked in, all of those things.
Yeah.
It actually adds to the end result so much.
I can't emphasize how much better about myself I felt when Sylvia came.
Yes. She's amazing.
Oh, she's amazing. She was just totally chilled. We'd not met each other before. And she just asked for one picture of my face. And said, yep, fine, no problem. And then I think I just had my highlights done. So it was all good to go.
I have worked with Sylvia for many, many years. And when I first started Dream Branding Shoots, it's really important to me to have a team of people that I know will make my clients or help my clients feel the same way that I make them feel, which is super relaxed. And so that is essentially the start of your experience. And then by the time I arrive, It just works, doesn't it?
I felt just the best version of me.
Yeah.
And there, I think leading up to that point, I was genuinely really nervous. And I'll not lie. Now, we're another crossroads. Should we go?
We've gone past that house, which I can see there. Now should we loop back around to it?
Yeah. Should we go
that
left?
Way.
Yeah, let's do that way.
Perfect.
What was I saying?
You were feeling really relaxed.
I was feeling really...
like your base self, which makes my job a lot easier.
Yeah. But when, even after the photographs, even after you took them and we had such a great afternoon,
we did
didn't
have
we?
A good
it was really good fun. And I got changes of clothes in, which I think was valuable because...
Yes.
Because actually, from my point of view, I've got lots of different scenarios where I can post a picture of myself.
That's it.
So there's the ones in my yoga kit because I love my yoga.
That's it.
Even though I did the worst tree. I was just saying to my friend the other day, that's the worst tree I've ever done. And the worst dancer pose and the worst everything, just because I was like, we started, didn't we, in the yoga studio, just capturing me there in my yoga kit. But actually, we then just, because of the weather, we ended up changing and
and
shooting more pictures there in
but
different
even
outfits.
Then, those yoga photos are showing you doing something that you love. You're not saying you're a yoga teacher.
No, exactly.
You're not saying you're a yoga, you know,
But
pro.
It's very much part of who I am.
But exactly. And that, I think that storytelling element is yet another part of personal branding that is so valuable. When you do a branding shoot and you've got 40, 50 photos, that is such a wealth of content to share.
Absolutely.
And as you said, you can, whatever day you choose, whatever type of content you're posting,
yeah,
there's always going to be a story around it. So that's what's really important to me. So
yeah,
I, you know, it's easy to take headshots of someone, head and shoulders, in your office or in your studio, that's done.
Yeah.
But those photos are never going to be as interesting as showing you doing yoga or you in the flower field.
Exactly. I mean, the flower field was, I mean, crikey. Yeah. I mean, if any florists are listening to this, just find yourself. I mean, even Covent Garden, yes, Flower Market, choosing some blooms. We have, yes, great content in what we do. So yeah, knowing somebody that had a flower field, knowing that we could to that field and be captured there, just was absolutely perfect. And those are some of my favourite pictures, I have to say.
Exactly.
Just love,
I mean,
those.
The colours were incredible. And it's those kind of action shots that also tend to feel more natural.
Yes.
Because if you remember, I had you doing things, you were literally cutting flowers.
Yes, yes.
You were walking through,
yeah,
choosing stems to cut, etc., etc. So we weren't faking it.
No, no. And interestingly, when I showed them to friends and colleagues, it was the ones where I was looking away and doing,
yes,
that they liked the most.
I prefer, my own preference for my own clients is,
yeah,
usually the ones where they are smiling off to the side.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like it looks like you're smiling at someone else. So
yeah,
for a person looking at a photo of you where you're smiling off to the side, sometimes that's easier to connect to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, having those beautiful photos for your About Me page where you're smiling straight to the,
yes,
camera, super valuable.
Exactly, exactly. So how did you come into branding? Because I know you shoot weddings, because that's,
yes,
how we met. But how,
yeah,
and what have you done? You know, I know you've done courses. I've seen that you've done courses.
Yeah, so it's been an interesting journey. I think I firstly started out doing branding shoots for wedding planners.
Right.
So they needed content for their websites.
Yeah.
Headshots, those kind of things. And then it just kind of grew from there, to be honest.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, when COVID hit,
yeah,
and the weddings dried up,
yeah, yes,
I was able to pivot to personal branding.
Exactly.
And I launched my new website, 2020?
Uh-huh.
And then realized as well that there was a gap in the market for personal brand mentoring.
Right.
So actually helping clients to understand what they stand for, what their brand values are, what they want to say messaging wise.
Yeah.
And then having the photos connect to that.
So do you take a look at their website and stuff?
Yes. So much like we did with the branding shoot, I would have a consultation call with the client and then essentially go, right, which areas do you need help in?
Right.
Most of the time it comes down to social media. So
that, for me as a teacher,
it's a big thing.
That's a really big thing.
Yeah. So then it comes down to digging into who your target audience is. Where do you find those clients? What do you want to say to them? And then using your photos to build that story.
Absolutely.
So, and it's pretty handy because pre-photography, my background is in marketing.
Okay.
So advertising and marketing. So
yeah,
I get, you know, personal branding and marketing, and it's something that I've always been fairly, you know, confident,
yes,
about.
Yeah.
And I use that as a sales tool as well.
Whereas I just hide behind my flowers.
Right, right.
I mean, happily, for all this time,
yeah,
I've just thought, well, you want to buy my flowers. But
right,
over the years, over the last decade, I've realised through social media,
yeah,
and people coming to do workshops with me that actually, when I really had to kind of dissect my own business, so
yeah,
when they said, well, what is it about your business that is that's successful?
Right.
I needed to really take a long, a long look at what I'm offering and why is it,
yeah,
the other florists were coming and weren't getting the engagement, and getting the weddings, getting the bookings,
right,
that I was.
Right.
And it clearly wasn't because, you know, I'm a good florist. I think it's so much more than that. Oh no, we're now in an opening. Should we go straight?
Yeah,
let's go straight. It's so beautiful.
It,
yeah,
is. We could be here for days,
we
potentially.
Could. This could be like 3 episodes of the podcast at this rate.
It's doing that self-analysis and then understanding. And this is an area where the personal brand mentoring for me, I have clients who have aha moments when it comes,
yes,
to their brand. What is your why? And using your personality, tying,
yeah,
it to your why and letting them into your world.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying personal branding is certainly not bearing all and telling everyone everything,
no,
but it's being authentic and sharing,
It is.
More of yourself, which is daunting as a business owner. But if you know, if you really want to connect with your community on Instagram or social media, you have to show them who you are. You have to show the face behind the brand.
You absolutely do. And for me, I do that by writing lengthy posts.
Exactly.
And then, of course, I started with the podcast back in 2020. And it started with me promoting it for the workshops that Neil was filming for me online. And then we went into lockdown. And so we ended up doing these kind of impromptu ones. Well, me sitting in the car talking about my life in lockdown. Yeah. And those ones, I really did bare my soul.
Yeah.
It was really personal.
Yeah.
But I already knew before that, that people who were coming to workshops identified, I'm about to trip over, about three times then. I realised that people were buying into me as a person.
Yes.
So when somebody comes for a one-to-one and they're looking at the business
side,
if you're guarded and you're putting up this big brick wall, this big screen between you and the customer, well, no wonder they're not identifying with you. You know, it's such a personal time in their lives.
Yeah.
You need to build a relationship. And I feel like they become my friends for the duration of that wedding.
And this is it. This is the point. If you're building barriers like that, you're making it very hard for potential customers to connect to you. And what ends up happening is that you then become just another florist.
Yes.
So let's be completely honest. How many florists do you think there are in the UK?
God, there must be at least...
I mean...
20,000, 10,000 florists? Yeah.
So your quest then as a florist becomes about setting yourself apart from 20,000 florists.
Yeah.
And it is impossible to do that unless you use your personality and your values, who you are as a person.
Yes.
To do that. It's just
and
not
I totally
happen.
Get that because people will say... They'll come and do a booking, you know, a session before I do most of my initial consultations now on Zoom, but they used to come to the house.
Yeah.
And by the time they had finished that consultation, they were so excited and we'd already made that connection. And I could almost tell you which ones I was confident were going to book.
Right.
Exactly. And which ones weren't.
Yeah.
Or I wasn't sure about. And the wasn't sure about ones often ended up booking because they felt because I'm such an open person and I'm friendly and I wear my heart on my sleeve, and also I just say it how it is with my flowers. You know, I just well, I don't think I can do that, these are the reasons.
You're being
honest
about
it. And they trust you even if you're letting them down and saying no, you can't have a peony in September, but if you like frilly blousy things, these are the things
that
I can suggest to you instead. So I think I get that side of it, but actually stepping in front of the camera, well, forever I've never liked any pictures of myself.
Yeah.
You know, certainly nothing on an iPhone that I've taken that I felt was good enough. So therefore, I've kind of used the handful of ones that professional photographers have taken when I've delivered flowers.
Yeah.
And I've sort of hidden behind just one or two reasonable ones that people have taken professionally. But nothing on the level that
nothing
you did.
Nothing on this scale.
Oh, and my God, no, not at all. I mean, I've never done hair and makeup. I've never thought about my wardrobe.
But don't you think, in a way, that it's a little bit sad that it's taken you this long to get here?
I do.
And the main reason for that being that it would never have occurred to you to invest in yourself in this way, because it does feel quite indulgent, doesn't it?
It did. And actually, I said to my husband, who actually doesn't have any sort of understanding of these things at all, and I knew, I mean, he just does my books, and so I said it's going to cost this much money, and I thought he'd go, oh, how much? But actually he knew how much it meant to me,
how and what a difference
what a crossroads I was at with my own self-esteem.
Exactly.
That I he knew how important it was. And when I look at those pictures and when I put them out on social media and the reaction I get, oh my God. And there are so many more to share. I have to hold myself back.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that's what for me, having a set of photos like that, it becomes a tool.
Yes.
It becomes an actual marketing tool.
Yeah.
We're now wading through the bushes.
We are wading through the bushes, and I'm sort of going sideways so that the iPhone microphone with the little fluffy top.
This is great.
Here we go. This looks like a road, actually, Annalie.
This might be a road. This is no longer Bear Grylls territory.
No.
Right, we've made it. We've got a road.
So do you think
This might loop back to the parking lot.
Yes, it could do, actually. That's a good idea.
But so this is I think one of the main challenges that I have when clients contact me initially is, firstly, they don't know what to say on social media, but the second biggest thing is they don't have any content. And so the wonderful thing of having a set of photos that also go together, because like you said, you've had photos taken of yourself in random areas, but none of those photos really tie together in terms of lighting or edit or the way you look in the photo. So at least whenever you put one of these photos out, they will all still be cohesive.
Exactly.
And that's what you want as a personal brand. Yeah. You're trying to create an impression of who you are as a brand.
And I think your style of photography, and I remember when I called you that time to say, look, I'd like to do a branding shoot with you. We haven't finished talking. Should we just do a little two more? Yeah, let's do that. was that I personally really loved your style of photography and always have. Any of the weddings that we've shot together, or you've shot of my flowers, I always pull them out in my portfolio as the lighting.
Yeah.
Everything's true.
Yes.
All the colours are true.
I think that's one of my biggest drives, and it has been for the last 11 years, is to is to use as much natural light as possible.
Yes.
So that's the first thing. So a natural light, most of the time, if you know what you're doing, is very flattering. But very often, if you use off-camera flash and things like that, it becomes quite harsh and shadowy.
Yeah.
Now, as a woman, we do not like shadows, especially not on your face. So when I use natural light and I use it in a way where everything is quite soft, it's flattering, but it doesn't mean that that's not you. And this is, I suppose, another, you know, sort of area that we have nowadays on social media. People pretending to be something that they're not.
Yes.
Whereas I feel like with my photography, I'm literally portraying you on your best day.
Yeah.
It's flattering, you feel good about yourself, but it's not fake. And it feels and looks very natural.
I think that's, you kind of summed up, the results resonated that. And when I looked at them, I couldn't believe it. I was genuinely nervous that you were going to send me the photographs and I wasn't going to like them. So even though we'd had the best day, I felt $1 million.
That makes me nervous.
I was not because of you, because of me, image of myself.
Yeah.
That's my issues with myself. But what you managed to do was allow me to look at the picture and believe in myself and think, I like that picture.
I love
I'm
that.
Really confident to put it out.
Yeah.
You know, and I think about a month before, one of my clients took a picture of me in front of an installation I did, and I've got no makeup on. I just look dreadful because I've got up so early and I've done a wedding the day before.
You're
or whatever.
In proper work mode.
Yeah, and I just I stuck it on the grid because I thought, you know, I think it's important to be true to ourselves, but it's not what I want to portray on a little grid image of you know, in that little circle in the corner of who the White Horse Flower Company is.
Yeah. And so, that's you're hitting the nail on the head there because, you know, and there are two camps in terms of opinions on social media. The first camp is show everything, show yourself on your worst day, show, you know, just show it all, which is fine. The second camp is still about being authentic, but staying true to what you want to portray as a personal brand. And that does mean that if you feel that there's a photo of you that you don't quite feel is complimentary, you shouldn't have to share it.
No, absolutely.
So there's no pressure from that aspect, but I think...
But there were none. Yeah. None. All the ones that you took were just amazing. And interestingly, the friend who I saw yesterday, who had seen the sneak preview of them when they were still on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
And she was kind of singling out one or two that she particularly liked. And
I love that.
I'm super, super sensitive, I thought, well, what about all the others? You know, because I think they're really great. But actually, when I put one of those others out the other day, she said, oh, Lynn, that picture of you when you're kind of just looking away and I'm looking a bit coy, which kind of sums up me in the camera anyway. She said, I just see it in a different light. And actually, that really,
that's really
made me happy.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, I really like that picture and I must be true to myself. I mustn't do things for other people.
Exactly. That's rule number one.
Yeah.
And I love hearing what friends think about photos like that because they do see you differently. And this is the one thing that is true for us all. We do look at ourselves and our view of who we are, what we look like, is tainted.
Exactly.
Because it's not, like, sometimes I realize the extent to which not just my clients, myself included, where we struggle with body dysmorphia.
Yes.
And yeah, it's a serious topic because our view of ourselves is so warped now. And
because
I think that's
social
why
media, it's made worse because you can sculpt away bits of your hips, or you can put a filter on so that it smooths away your wrinkles.
Exactly.
I think I can't do that. So if I don't like a picture of myself, even if it's me with absolutely no makeup and my usual very flat hair scraped back, which actually it is today. Well, thank you. But, you know, I feel passionate about being true to myself.
Yeah.
Now, which way? We could go, should we go left and then left? And that would bring us back to
that
the car park, wouldn't it?
Back.
I just thought after that day and how well we got on and how confident I felt and how, as a result of those pictures, how confident I felt about Lynn's, the 55-year-old menopausal woman who's a great florist but actually doesn't truly believe in herself.
Right, right.
I just thought I needed to have you on here to share, A, the positivity that I got from it and the benefits that I think I will get from it.
Yeah, exactly. And that I think that's so important to talk about. It's not just the shoot and the photos. And I've experienced this myself where I've had a lovely set of photos taken and honestly, it reminds you, hey, do you know what?
Yeah.
I look good and I should be proud of myself and I should love myself for who I am. So
absolutely.
It's a whole
totally
psychological...
And people buy from people.
Exactly.
And that's the one thing that I emphasize as a florist, teacher, mentor, is you have to be yourself. People buy into you.
Exactly.
And they might buy you and not me because they've bonded with you.
That's exactly the point.
And you've already done the sales pitch. You've already showed a body of work that you're doing.
Yeah, that's the crucial bit, I think.
So when they finally meet you, and
actually
here's a great analogy, is that I had somebody come to the garden yesterday because I need a gardener. And she had dealt with Nick all the way through. And then she arrived at the front door and she was so timid and terrified of me. And I know I'm a bouncy Tigger type of woman. And I wanted to make her feel welcome. And mostly I was desperate for her to come and do my garden.
Right.
But she was so withdrawn and timid and didn't speak. I wanted her to go, this garden is a disgrace, Linz. You so need a gardener. Yeah. But she just kind of said nothing. And so I'm kind of left now waiting to see whether we get an email going, thanks, but I'm busy.
Right.
Or what. But how you portray yourself is absolutely crucial. And
it is, especially if you think about it from your grid on Instagram, for example.
Yeah.
Firstly, people are essentially bored of scrolling.
Yes.
So whatever you post on your feed needs to be meaningful. It needs to be something that's going to grab someone's attention.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if they read your captions, your lovely captions that you write, those captions tie into the photos that you've now got.
Yeah.
And it's all, that's who you are. So
exactly.
When someone meets you in real life, they go, oh my God, that's who you are.
Exactly.
This is the same person.
Yeah. And I think when people meet me and they come and do mentoring and one-to-ones with me, I open the front door and they go, oh, you really are that person, aren't you? And I say, yup. I'm not pretending to be someone. What you see on there is what you get. But when I'm portraying my face, when I only do stories and turn the camera on me on a day I'm feeling confident.
Yes.
On a day I've done my hair, I've washed my hair, I've blow dried it, I've put some makeup on and I feel...
I'm the same, to be honest. You would never see me doing a story in my PJs, no hair and makeup, because that is something I do for me and it makes me feel more like me and what I'm building as a brand.
Absolutely.
So it's massively important to stay true to yourself. So,
and do you have from your clients?
Yeah.
I mean, the feedback? I could scroll through. There's loads of great feedback on your Facebook page and what have you. But any subsequent stories that you can?
I think the confidence side of things is I think the biggest takeaway that I usually get from my clients is how they will message me months afterward and tell me that they now feel confident to, for example, show up on camera.
Yeah.
They now feel confident to, you know, share more about themselves on social media, and a lot of them have then gone on to launch a new business or to, you know, it's that psychological boost that is a game changer, where, and sometimes it's something they didn't realize they struggle with.
Absolutely.
So
it's almost like subconsciously they've not done it.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, for me, I could always excuse, well, I don't want to spend that sort of money, blah, blah,
blah.
But actually,
I needed it for me.
That's it.
I think I probably needed it more for me than my business.
One of the things that you mentioned in your email when I first sent you the photos was what a healing process it was for you.
Yes.
I welled up when I read that because I thought that is what makes me, that's why I do what I do.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that was going to happen, but ultimately that's my why.
Yeah.
So
I feel, past tense, present tense.
Yeah.
Like when I'm posting and I've reviewed all of my social media applications with pictures, and it's lovely because I've even put one of my yoga pose, sitting on the floor.
Love that.
On my Facebook, my personal Facebook page. I just feel like it's the best version of me.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people would say, well, you know, you only show up on social media for your best days. You do, because, and sometimes we want to talk about, because I know before you came, I posted a picture of a bouquet and I talked about my own self-loathing of my body.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's important sometimes when you're feeling able to articulate and confident enough to go, yeah, I think I need to share this, because people don't expect that of me.
Exactly.
They think I'm a super confident person and I don't care. And actually, I probably care more than anybody else.
Mm. It's showing vulnerability that makes you... it creates what I like to refer to as Me Too moments.
Yeah.
Which on social media is incredibly important because, again, it's also fake. So when I read something where I see someone doing what you did, by sharing that, I feel like, you know what, good for you, because you are being authentic, but you're also showing that, hey, it's not all rainbows and unicorns.
No, absolutely.
I think it's a fine balance.
Yeah.
But even then, because you are the person that you are, and your positivity is, you know, you're like a little positive light bulb.
Yeah.
It just kind of shines,
right? I am quite bouncy, yeah.
For a person like you, I think it's also necessary to be able to sometimes also go, right, okay, it's not great, this is how I'm feeling, because it does make you
more real. And I did that a lot in lockdown when I was really in a dark place, and there were lots of things going on, and I didn't share it all, but I alluded to it because I didn't, there was lots of people bouncing around making banana bread and sourdough, and I was making banana bread and sourdough with the longest face and a lot of tears, and so when I felt able to articulate and I wrote it down. It's almost like journaling.
Right,
but
right.
I kind of was slightly guarded journaling, so I didn't bear everything. But I felt, because of my presence that I on social media, that I needed to be true, that people would still identify with me.
Exactly.
In spite of everything.
Yeah, I think, you know, ultimately it's finding a style of showing up that works for you. And we're all different people. And that's the other thing I always say to my clients, because very often, and you'll know, I've got a Pinterest board of clients, I've got past work, and sometimes I'll have people say, oh, but I don't look like those clients. Or I don't feel
because actually,
as put together.
Your list of clients don't look like me.
But the irony is, those clients said the same thing. Because ultimately, when you've not had your hair and makeup done, you do not appear put together,
like,
because we all, you know,
grungy and
we just woke up like this.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a journey, but it is believing in yourself and actually understanding that this could be the start of something amazing.
And I think if you are going to engage with social media and you know, for years some people have said, well, you don't need it if you've got a good website and you're great at what you do. No, actually, in this day and age, social media is my shop window. I've come to realise over the last 4 or 5 years that a lot of my clients don't even look at my website.
And this is a good point, because your website is slightly older, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's not really a reflection of who you are.
No.
Whereas your Instagram is a lot more of a reflection
it's
of what you...
It's very relevant. It's day to day. And I pull things out of the archives, but I often relate it to something in the here and now.
That's it.
So I drum that into people, and the other thing, for what it's worth, that I find I've learned over the years is when they say, well, I couldn't do what you do, Linz, I couldn't bear my soul. But actually, I've done it gradually.
Yeah.
So when I first started writing, there wasn't Instagram, it was just Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do a little post every Friday evening about the flowers that I had created for the next day. I'd give a little glimmer of what the ingredients were, and then the next day I would do the big reveal after I delivered the wedding. And I realised when I was going to flower market that a lot of people were coming up to me going, I really look forward to your Friday posts. I love your words.
That's lovely.
And I realised, and then I did a bit of blogging when blogging was a thing, and then social went Instagram. let's just say social media, Instagram was a thing, I latched onto it early because it's visual. And as far as I'm concerned, I would rather put a bowl of my flowers in the picture, in the frame, rather than my face.
That's it, yeah.
But I could then, I kind of let my guard down with my writing. Yeah. So I bared my soul and I would say what I was thinking. And I think people connected with that.
Yeah.
So really, I'm sort of joining all the dots up now. And I'm like, okay, so you know my standard of floristry. You know my style of floristry. You know I talk about everything and I wear my heart on my sleeve. You know I'm authentic, which is a really overused word.
But it is,
that's
yeah.
the best word but I can
there's
use.
There's no other word for it.
Exactly. But here's me.
You're finally ready.
Yeah.
To show
exactly
to show up as the face of your brand, and
because I'm still, I know that I need to kind of re-engage with the next generation of newlyweds who are seeking a florist and anyone else. I mean, I've just delivered some funeral flowers. How did she find me? She Googled me.
Right.
Funeral flowers.
Yes.
I loved what you wrote about funeral flowers. I don't know what she Googled, but she found me, she read the words, and then she can see a nice picture of me that I want to portray.
That's it.
Job's a good one.
It all ties together. So so the social media element, of course, is crucial, but the website element is still, from a Google point of view, very often people find me by just Googling London branding photographer for coaches, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I will have used those keywords behind photos, and that's how they find me. So
exactly.
You have to,
keywords behind photos.
Yes.
So how would you do, what do you mean by that?
So when you blog photos, for example, if you do a blog post, you share a few photos, let's say you did a wedding at Wasing Park.
Yep.
Behind each photo, you can put something called an alt tag.
Right.
So there's an option in WordPress, whatever blogging platform you use, to actually put alt tags behind the photos. Because what happens on Google is that people might type in words.
Yes.
But then they click on images.
Yes.
So then your photos come up because of those words.
And then they go, who is
so it just increases your chance to get found, found for specific terms.
Yes.
And then tying it back to your photos.
Amazing.
So Google loves that. Yeah.
But what a gorgeous day. Look at all
the forest.
It's actually changing now, isn't it? It's almost autumn.
I can't believe
colours.
We're nearing the end of August. It's crazy.
Well, I think we've got the message across of the importance and the value, certainly from a personal point of view. And and if I have any questions from the mailbag that hopefully we'll get from these conversations, I'll be in touch and you can answer them for me if I can't do them myself.
It's been really nice chatting to you others, and honestly, I've loved being part of your journey. And
well, I'm
it makes
really
me super
glad.
Happy to know that I've contributed to, you know,
well,
a bit of happiness.
It really was such a positive thing, and it sort of galvanized me. I thought and when I look at them, it reinforces that belief.
That's awesome.
Which I often have self-doubt when I'm about to do something, and I look at those pictures and I think that's you, Linz.
That's the thing, isn't it? On your bad days you look at them and you go, right, okay, I've got this.
Not too shabby. Exactly
Look at me.
Oh well, thanks Annalie.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, real pleasure.
You'll find links to Annalie in the show notes today, and join Lindsay Kitchen every 2 weeks for the New English Florist podcast. In between the shows on the Patreon channel to come, extra snippings. But until November, you'll find extra snippings here, and the new one is out next Sunday.